What's up, witches? This is the Undercover Witch, and I wanted to teach y'all something real quick. So this is something that I used to do with my clients and the people that I was teaching. So whenever you have somebody who doesn't even know where to start, like they're like, I'm interested in witchcraft or I'm interested in divination, but I don't know if I believe in it or I don't know how to feel about it. I don't really understand it. I have something what I call the burden of proof bag where I keep certain things, but recently I found one of these things all in one, which I'm really happy about. If you give them, I want you to try this first before I tell you what it's about. I will post a reveal later of like what you're supposed to feel and all that. But grab an obsidian, have them like tell them to close their eyes and really focus. Don't put anything in their hands yet. And then tell them to put their hand out and put that obsidian in their hand. And you do this too. You do this with yourself. Go anywhere. You can do it at home by yourself. You can do it in a very crowded place. You can do it while you're at eating dinner or during lunch, at work, wherever. Just take a second and do that. Notice the difference. Ask them to notice the difference. What differences did you notice when it wasn't in your hand versus when it was? Obsidian is a very strong stone, so it's very, very apparent when you have it, the way it makes you feel. People who are very, very grounded, who really focus on what they can see and touch and what's tangible, notice when they're holding an obsidian the differences. The other thing that I usually do is I have them hold a pendulum and I just tell them, okay, decide, talk with it, decide on your yes, pendulum will move, decide on your no, pendulum will move, and this is in their hands. Now, you don't focus on it. Don't look and see like, oh, which direction is it moving? Like, just tell them, I need you to decide a yes, a no, and a maybe. And then ask them a question. Is your name the Undercover Witch? Is today Wednesday? Whatever it is, just ask three questions that you know they can confirm. And normally people are pretty amazed. But this is the kicker, the real kicker. Just say stop. Their pendulum will stop. It's really hard to do like with myself, but it's really cool to do with other people. And it's usually what like sparks them into like, okay, like I'm listening. Like, what do I do? How do I do this? Where do I start? I'm ready. And it kind of gives them an idea of what energy work is and how that feels because of how things feel when you're touching it. And also how to communicate using some sort of divination, what they're supposed to feel, how they can interact, and how other people in that exchange is. And also it puts it in their hands so that they don't have to wonder, was that real? Were they faking? I hope you try this out. What's up, witches? This is the Undercover Witch, and this is the big reveal. So, why obsidian? What is it supposed to make you feel like? What's the difference when you're holding it and when you're not holding it? It is a stone of protection and solitude. So, a lot of times when people hold it, they feel like, I mean, if you're sitting in a crowded room, like you're in a restaurant or something, and you hear everybody's really loud, you feel everyone's energy, you're just like, even if you're in a really quiet place, you can hear the air conditioner, you can hear the air moving, you can hear, you know, the door and like people moving in and out, the creaks of the house, whatever it is. As soon as you have this on or you put it in your hand, it's very quiet. Like everything, you can still hear everything. It's not muffled. Your hearing's fine. Everything's fine. But all of a sudden there's a little bubble around you and there's a little separation between you and the outside world. There's protection and solitude and the separation between your energy and other people's. Your energy is being protected, so you don't feel as invaded as you normally would. And that's It's a very strong stone. So normally when people feel it the first time, they're just like, what? Because a lot of people, they start with rose quartz or clear quartz or, you know, whatever it is. And those are very, very light stones. They really work with people who have issues with themselves, that really have a problem with their heart chakra, or, you know, your clear quartz is a very cleansing stone. So not a lot of people feel like, they're just like, ah, it's a cold rock. Like not a lot of people feel the difference, because a lot of people, when they are getting energy lifted from them, they feel cold because that energy is moving away. And the rock is cold, so it's like, yeah, I'm gonna feel this way. It's just because of the texture. It's just because of the temperature of it. Obsidian is different because it's not cleansing, or it's not a stone like strawberry quartz, where it's very, very fiery, very, very powerful, or cornelian, that's very, very fiery. It's not like, well, all of a sudden I feel kind of hot, but that's about it. Like, I just feel like spurred into action. It's not like an emotion. This is different. This is like a physical, like your sounds, the things around you is different. So that's why a lot of people notice it easier and better. And then also a lot of people who normally don't believe in any of this stuff can be pretty convinced when using obsidian, because it's such a big difference. Anyway, I hope this helped. Again, I hope you try that test out. If you didn't already see it, go see that one and I walk you through everything. And then also with the pendulum, again, it's really just about your mind. And of course, you know, some people think that it's your mind that's moving the pendulum, or it's your body, whatever it is. It's like a subconscious thing. Some people do believe, like, that's what they believe. That's why they use it, because they want to know what their subconscious thinks or whatever. So no matter how they see it, it is interesting for people to actually hold it and have a reaction. Like, the pendulum answers, even though you're the one asking and they're the one holding it. And they didn't tell you their yes or no, so you can't be, like, forcing anything. It's very, very interesting. It's very, very fun to try. Please go do it.